News Daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
I think they just were. Hey, Greg, what's going on, man? Had to dump that. Forgot that song, Cursed. Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
You were telling us a story here.
I was telling you an off-air story.
And I said, save it, because this sounds like a story that should be on the air.
Well, I'm going to hide some names to protect the innocent here, because I don't know the, I have no idea what the statute of limitations is on this stuff.
All right, Greg prefaced this by going, oh yeah, that band, I ripped them off for $2,500. I was like, what? They're like, yeah, it's something about drugs or something. All right, so
So back in the 90s, there's a band that,
boy, I wonder what it could be.
Yeah, you would definitely know the name of the band, let's put it that way. And apparently they had these guys that would go around and get stuff for them when they were in town. Now they were in the, happened to be in the town I was in at the time.
Lead singer's name is like Fred the Worst or something.
I don't know anything about that. Cause again, you're going to be incriminating these people.
I'm not saying anything. So
they would have these guys apparently that would go around for them and get stuff for them while they were in town. Well, these guys,
by the way, this is the most diplomatic Greg's ever been in his life.
these guys were asking around town where they could find, some acid. Right, and they wanted a whole bunch, like a sheet, which is like 100. It's like a
tabs 10, or something.
It's like a it's almost like a book, a book, which is like a bunch of sheets, which is like there's 100 on each page or something. I don't know, some ridiculous amount of acid they wanted. Right,
it's like a like a Beckett.
Yeah, so they were asking around, and somehow it got to me, and I told these guys, it's like I can't get it, but I know a guy who can. Right. So I called up my buddy and I said, Dan, here's an idea, man. We can go down there and just make some fake crap and give it to these guys. You know what I mean? And get the money. And then
These guys are on tour?
Well, yeah. They were like the guys that work for this band or something. Okay. I don't know what they did. You know, they're like the runners or something for the band.
Uh-huh.
So I called up my friend. We go over to my, we go over to a craft store and we buy that craft paper, you know. Mm-hmm. So we start putting like different food coloring on it and like tie dyeing it and making it look all cool. We even perforate it with a steak knife, you know, to make it look like it was all perforated. And
oh wow,
how
much time do you think you put into this collection?
At least an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah, we're sitting there making crafts, and we put Windex on it so it had like a little tang to it. Maybe if somebody tried it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're all done. We've got all this stuff. The guys ask how much, and. My buddy contacts him and tells him $2,500, right? $2,500, good deal. Get out of here, whatever. All right, so we set up the meet at like a fast food place, and these guys meet in a parking lot. And I sit at the time I was dating a girl who had like one of those old SUVs, like a Blazer.
Yeah, I remember. Like a 2-door Blazer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting up on this hill, looking down on this parking lot with binoculars. I swear to God.
Wait, what?
I swear. And a pair of binoculars. Like I thought I was Tony Soprano or something, like watching a deal go down.
I'm gonna watch this deal happen.
So I'm sitting up on top of the hill, and I'm watching. And it was like when cell phones first came out. You had those big, you know, Nokia things. And I'm sitting there watching. And the guys meet. I see the car pull up. I'm like, oh, they're pulling up. You know.
I feel like this is like in an oil refinery parking lot?
Yeah.
Like it's like, you know, sand and gravel pit.
Yeah, it's like the end of Cobra. So they pull up in this parking lot. I see the two cars next to each other. I see the guy get out. And I see him get back in his car and then get out again and get back. I'm like, what the hell is going on, dude? So I call down there. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, it's all good, man. Don't worry about it. I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on down there? They just said they want to try it first. I'm like, don't let them try it. We just made it today. We're not there. Like, what are you doing?
All right.
So the guy gets back in the car, and we're sitting there for like 20 minutes, right? I'm like, this is bad, dude. This is bad. Just drive off. Just drive away. You know what I mean? Because they're going to know.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there freaking out.
The roadies are going to bring out guns.
Yeah, I'm starting to like sweat up on this hill, not because of anything else, just because it's hot. And then I look down, I see this guy get out of the car, right, again, see them talk, and then I see the guy get in his car and drive off again. So I'm like, what is happening? You know, I'm sitting there, I get a phone call, dude's like, yeah, we took it anyway, bro. He took it. Meet us at the gas station. So I meet him at the gas station. He's got all this money and a big wad the guy gave him. I guess the guy was like, yo, we tried it, man. I feel it. It's starting to kick in. what a boring tour they had.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Boy, maybe they're rolling. On all that,
they thought they were.
On all that fake acid yeah. that you sold them.
So funny. They're blowing up this guy's phone for like a month after that.
Like, we need more?
Yeah, no. Like, yo, man, you ripped us off.
Oh, okay. They did find out eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. Wow.
Sometimes you got to hit a lick, man. I didn't have a regular job.
You know, a lick.
I'd just like to know what happened when they got back to the band. The roadies did, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got this for you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
all sitting around trying it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all sitting in their tour bus with the lights off.
Yeah. They all got like a black light on. Like, I don't know, man. Your shoelace looks weird, but I don't really feel it.
I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts. It's because it's Joanne yeah. fabric.
Somebody cleaning the windows yeah. in here?
Why does this just taste like corn syrup? What's going on here? Well, there you go. There's Greg Salerno selling fake drugs to a iconic band of the 90s. Well done, Greg. Keeping our musicians off of drugs.
Yes.
You're doing it.
I was helping them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Alice in Chains, the one you know. You know Greg Salerno.